Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. I am tuning in from Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I am for a business meeting. And I brought my microphone and my equipment for my podcast because I knew I wanted to get one in. I didn't want to skip a Friday. And this one is my monthly Just Friggin' Do It episode. And I am excited to talk about something that I have wanted to do and I haven't done for, I think, 3 years. And I just friggin' did it last weekend. And that was a girls' weekend. It was on my list when I originally decided I was going to do these Just Friggin' Do It episodes. I brainstormed a list and I had to have at least 12 things because it was going to be a year-long series that I was going to do once a month. And one of the things that I really wanted to do, something that really lights me up, is being with my college besties. And I knew that we hadn't done it for a while and I knew I wanted to do it, but we had no plans to do it. And, you know, we all live in a very busy lives, and we let that prevent us from doing things that are important to us. We just let the things in life that are the to-dos take over what really can light us up. And when you get lit up, things come up that inform you on how maybe you should live life differently. And so I think these things that light us up need to be put at the top of our priority list, and we shouldn't keep pushing them away. We shouldn't keep making excuses that we don't have time to do them. So I'm really excited that we made time to do this. One of the reasons we got together was because one of the people booked a flight. And it was so funny because you can spend so much time swirling around in conversation about, oh my gosh, this day or that day or that weekend. Oh, I'm so busy. I've got this thing and that thing. And when you have four people and you're all trying to get your schedules coordinated, it can be hard. And so she basically, I think before she got buy-in from all of the people, we just kind of like were hemming around and hawing around the bush on a date. I think we narrowed it down to two different weekends at that point, but she went ahead and took the bull by the horns and booked a flight. And that made it concrete. That made it so that we all like, okay, no matter what, we're going to make this happen. So that weekend was last weekend. And I just wanted to share with you about how much that reconnection with those friends meant to me. And I came up with what I believe to be major things that my friends do for me that I think make all the difference in the world. If you're looking for friendships, if you're looking for friendships that make you a better person, that make a difference in your life, that make your life richer, and it's really a form of self-care, in my opinion. So I just friggin' did it. I did a girls' weekend, and it was better than I could have imagined. And the older we get, I think the more we really appreciate it, and on a level that we didn't really appreciate when we did it before. And again, these are my college besties. So we've been together for many, many years, since the late 70s. And we started doing this as a way to get away from the mom life. So when we had kids and they were little, it was like, oh my God, I just need to get away for a weekend. And it started as a pre-Christmas shopping weekend. And we would get together and on the excuse of we need to do some Christmas shopping. And so that's what we would do. And we live in different places. We never have lived in the same town. I will say one of them and I did live fairly close to each other, not too far from each other, but I've since moved. So we live about 2 hours away now. So two of us, or I would say three of us, live in the same state, but we all live pretty much 2 hours, 3 hours away from each other. And then the other one is now lives across the country. So we don't get to see her as much as well. So the three things that I think for me make such a difference that these friends bring to me in terms of why I believe that they make me a better person. I think that's what you look for in friends, is that they make you a better person. They make you, they bring out the best in you, is that really what they do. And so it was really good to be my best self this past weekend because they brought that out in me. And the other thing that I would like to say too is, because I'm here in Phoenix on a business trip, and my last past weekend was with my college besties, and nothing can replace them because we've been friends for, I guess, 45 years, right? That's what the late 70s were. And how long ago that was, hard to believe. But I in Phoenix am with my business besties, what have become my business besties over the past 4 years. So my coach, who I signed up with 4 years ago, and we do periodic in-person retreats, although with the pandemic, we didn't get together for a while. We did get together for the first time in a while last March. And then this is like, we got together again this week. So those relationships are so important too, but they're more contemporary. They're not laden with the history that my college roommates are, but they're still important. And I feel like what they have in common with my friends from college is they make me a better person, that they make me want to step up my game, that they see something in me that sometimes I can't see in myself. And I think that is really what makes a best friend or somebody that you want to have in your life. There's always this quote that I like to reflect on. I don't know actually who this quote is from. It's probably Jim Rohn, somebody like that. But it's, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So think about that. Who are you spending the most time with? And are they people that make you want to be a better person? Are they people that believe more in you than you even believe in yourself? Or are they people that put you down, or that they don't believe in the best in you? You really need to think about who that is. That is, because the people that you're with are saying things and making comments. And are those comments serving you, or are they not serving you? Just like the thoughts in our own head and how we are our own worst critic. What about the people that are around you? If you, first of all, we all have inner critics that are loud. And so we need to get reinforcement of the opposite. We need to get positive reinforcement. So find those people. And if you don't have them in your life, find them immediately. So I have been very much this past week around the people that make me feel that way. So the three things that I think what I get from my friends that bring out the best in me, that they are the five people that I want to be around because they make a better person out of me, is number one, that fun. They have to be fun. They have to be people that make me laugh, that I enjoy spending time with. Because laughter and that sense of being, having a good time is super important. I have a high value in the funness of life. And so you need to find people that make you laugh. And it doesn't have to be so serious. Life should not be so serious. I mean, yeah, it can get serious and we can make it serious, but life is better when you can look at things with a sense of humor. And so I love to have friends that have my sense of humor, that get that sense of humor, because I can be corny. All right. So number two, they have qualities that you would like to emulate. So who do you want to be a role model in your life? And role models don't have to be somebody that's older than you. Role models can be younger than you. And as a grandmother, I think sometimes my role models are my kids and my grandkids. And so, but in terms of friendships, like, you want to have friends that, it goes back to exactly what I said, make you want to be a better person, that you say, hey, I want to emulate that behavior. I want to be that good of a person. I want to be like, they give you examples of how you should be in the world that might be a step up from where you are or where you think you are. And maybe you're there, but you just don't see that in yourself, but you see that in somebody else. And so you're like, oh yeah, I resonate with that, and let me be better for it. And if I hang around with that person, then it's going to rub off on me. So that's kind of like, when you're around people like that, I mean, you probably heard people say, oh, you have mannerisms like your mother, or, oh, you remind me of your mother. Well, why? Because you've been around her for so long. It's ingrained in you. You talk like her. You show, you're visibly moving your hands like her. My mom was a very much of a, hand movement person. She spoke with her hands. What do? I speak with my hands, very much like my mother. So who you spend the most time with, you're going to start to be very much alike with. And so find people that you want to emulate, because you will, over time, if you spend enough time with them, start to emulate. And I feel like my friends, we can finish each other's sentences. So I know that they've rubbed off on me in that respect. And maybe I've rubbed off on them too. I know one of my roommates liked me because she was kind of serious and I was kind of the funny one. And so she liked being around me because it brought out the funny in her, and she's a hoot. So she was never not funny to me, but being around me it brought out that side of her more so. So you want people also, so this is number three, that you feel they value you. You feel valued by them, that they accept you regardless. There's no judgment. That's the key. They're not critical of you. They're not judgy of you. And that's so important, because how many times do you feel like somebody's looking at you with a critical eye? And they're wanting to give you advice versus embracing that who you are, instead of trying to have you be somebody that you might not be quite yet, but they believe in you and they know you'll get there. So they accept you for who you are now. That is so important. They listen to you. They support you. My friends, my college besties, they believe in me more than my own sister, who I grew up with, who should know me, right? But really doesn't. And she didn't live in college with me. I feel like the whole college experience for me was not about necessarily book learning, but it was about societal learning. It's about learning who I was. It was really learning how to work and learn how to navigate relationships with other people. That's what I really got out of college. I learned so much more about myself by having roommates and getting along. So having that person who gets you and is, you know, the other thing, you know, and that it comes down to the whole acceptance and feeling valued, is I feel like my college roommates, they are more happy for me when something good happens, where some friends, they get jealous. They get envious when good things happen to you. And then they want to compete, or they want to put you down, or they just want to inflate themselves. Many people don't even realize they're doing this. But you want to find people that lift you up, and that when something good happens to you, they just are all about how amazing that is. And you're like, sometimes I am like in disbelief about how happy my friends are for me when something good happens to me. And it makes me realize these are the people I'm so lucky to have in my life, because they make me realize, they make me, and when people are like that, they make you want to step up your game too. It's like, they know I'm capable, and that makes me want to do more. So just the fact that they accept you for who you are and know that you can do all these things that you didn't even know you could do, and then you do them, and they're like celebrating it. And you're like, well, gosh, if they think I'm capable of this, I'm probably capable of more. That instills so much more confidence and so much more belief. And when these people believe in you, you believe in yourself. They give you that. So my friendships, these college besties that I randomly, they came into my life so randomly. It's crazy. But we were meant to be friends, I believe. I believe that they were meant to come into my life and be in my life. And they've made such a difference in my life. And I'm so happy that we were able to reconnect this past weekend. We had so much fun. We were just together for like 48 hours. And I'm so glad that they came to where I live, because I was able to show them a good time. We didn't do much except talk, connect, eat, and shop. That's what we did. And just supported each other in our different lives, because we all are living different lives, similar but different. So we all have had different experiences through life, but we've been through so much together. I mean, you can imagine 45 years out of the four of us, three out of the four have been divorced. One has been divorced twice. Two of the four have had cancer. Two of the four are single right now. Two are married. Only one has been married to her original husband. But one of us, myself, is married to somebody who they all knew, because I dated him in college, but I married somebody else and then we rekindled. So if you heard that story, that's my story. So that's kind of cool, because when I rekindled with him, it was kind of like I rekindled the relationships they had with him in the past, which was great. And so we've had lots of experiences. So, and in terms of kids, two of us are grandparents, two of the others don't have grandkids yet. And yeah, one of them I met randomly. She was my roommate, totally random. I didn't go away to college in September for us. It's a whole nother story I won't go into, but I delayed going to college till January. So for the first semester, all my high school friends went away to college. So I didn't go away till the second semester. In the meantime, somebody who became my roommate in January, she was rooming with somebody the first semester and they didn't get along. So she said, I don't care. I'm just going to go randomly. I'm going to change rooms. I'll just go with whoever comes. And I'm just going to, I don't want to room with that girl that she was rooming with. So the random choice, this room that she got, I happened to be the roommate, brand new freshman coming in January, second semester. The other roommate, she was our suite mate. So randomly suite mate. And it's funny because it was the same floor that the other roommate was on first semester, but she never knew this girl that was our suite mate. So she changed rooms because she hated her roommate, changed rooms, got me and got this suite mate that had been down the hall from her, but she had never met. And we, the three of us, completed college together. We ended up getting an apartment together, and doing a lot of life together through the years. And so, yeah. And then the other roommate, the fourth, she came along 2 years later and we met her by pledging a sorority. So two of us, decided to pledge a sorority and that's how we met her. And so we brought her into the fold and she moved in with us into an apartment. So technically I was graduating in 76. So three of us graduated in 76 and the other one graduated from high school in 78. So she's 2 years behind us, but, I was actually a year ahead in terms of I was a year younger than all my classmates, but I graduated with them. So I should have technically graduated in 77, but I graduated in 76. So we're all similar. I mean, by the time you get to our age, we're kind of all the same age. We're just all within 18 months, pretty much 2 years of each other. So yeah, that's the story of me and my roommates and the connections that I think are so vital that you need to make in life and that will make you a better you. The people that you associate yourself with, well, you really need to pay attention to that because they will make you or break you. Put it that way. They will make you a better person because of the good people they are and the support they give you, or they'll put you down and you will never realize your potential because of the people that are poisoning your mind, really, and not allowing you to grow into and be the person that you're capable of being. So I wanted to share that and I wanted to make it my just friggin' do it episode because it's been something I wanted to do. And I put it down last spring as I want to have a girls' weekend and it wasn't on the calendar and it happened. We made it happen and it's done now. And it was so enlightening and so reinvigorating and just lit me up in so many ways just to be with them and to have fun with them. So, and now I'm here with my business besties, still associating myself with really amazing people. So always remember to carve time into your schedule to be with those kind of people. It really makes a difference. And so thanks a lot for listening. Ta-ta.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.